This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar introductory theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sound like Casey Kasem every once in a while.
Well, no, to the hits.
Well, they are the hits, actually. According to the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by the one, the only, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and he has the gargantuan task every week with his staff of listening to a lot of radio programs, talking to people that are doing radio, doing research, come up with this list, the stories that are in the top 10 that are published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, in fact, and also djvshow.com. So there's a people list and there's a story list, 10 on each one of them, sometimes, most of the time, in fact, they're interrelated. So, Michael, let's see what we can do about calming the fears that people have, shall we?
I don't know if that's
our job.
Maybe
it's not our job.
I'm not sure if calming fears, maybe just addressing them. But certainly the gargantuan task is greater than the local gargantuan task of shoveling snow.
Yes.
Which, you're out on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. We have another snowstorm, 1 month to spring, one wouldn't know it. Winter weather at number 10, and climate change. Climate change.
By the way, the pilot last night flying the plane out here was happy to mention two or three times that it was the last plane going west out of Boston for about 24 hours. Another snowstorm. But wasn't it wonderful that during the week we had 70-degree weather, and is that because of climate change, or is it just one of those things?
All I could say is that during the winter, there's always conversation about weather. And whenever there's conversation about weather these days, there's always the discussion of climate change. In some cases, the discussion of climate change is scientifically appropriate. In other cases, it's politically expedient. And we're always wondering now when we hear stories about climate change.
So which is it this week?
Exactly.
Every week it changes. Yeah.
You know, I just find, speaking of the weather, that there is more hyperbole in recent years about the weather than there was in earlier days. Snowstorms, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, floods, droughts. It seemed more normal. Now everything is the storm of the century.
Right. It's all overplayed.
It's so overplayed that it's like, come on. You know, we talk about fake news. I think the bigger problem we face in our society is fake weather.
Well, I think we've got a lot of fake here and there, and when we get to the number one issue, I'm going to ask you that with regard to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Are we overplaying that? And I'm going to.
That didn't make our chart this week. That didn't make the chart this week. There hasn't been that much conversation about. I'm kidding. I had you nervous there for a moment. There for a second, you thought I lost my mind.
Am I looking at the wrong list here?
Is this week's show, or are we doing last week's show?
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, as I begin to climb up the chart, there's a disproportionate amount of conversation for number one over the rest of everything. It does tie into some of the top ones, but we have 10, so we're going to do 10. But it's very top-heavy with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So let's get to it. At number 9, we have U.S.-China relations, and they're exacerbated by the fact that Xi Jinping is watching his buddy Vladimir Putin and going, maybe I can do the same thing with Taiwan. At number 8, social media. There's always social media conversation, always something about infringement of privacy or bias or any number of issues with social media. And Trump launched his Truth Social app, and that's been talked about. At number 7, crime and violence tied with race relations. At number 6, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination process. At number 5, we're talking about the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential elections, as though they're happening next week. At number 4, the January 6th committee that grinds on. Speaking of grinding on, COVID-19 is at number 3, and the trucker convoys is among the mix of things we're talking about related to COVID. The economy is at number 2, and number 1, the Russia invasion of Ukraine. Now, on the people list, Xi Jinping is at 10, Mark Zuckerberg is at 9, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, William Roddy Bryan at number 8. They're in the race killing, the hate crime Georgia story. Number 7, Leandra Kruger and Ketanji Brown, contenders for the SCOTUS nomination, which might happen today. In the midst of everything, not sure, today meaning sometime before the weekend, because we're heard at different times with this program, or it'll happen at the beginning of the week. Ron DeSantis is at 6. Ivanka Trump and Rudy Giuliani are at 5.
What a pair. What a nice pair that. What a great couple they make.
Yeah, well, you know, they can see comfort in each other's kindness. At number 4, Joseph Latipo. At number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Joe Biden. That's basically a snapshot of a crazy week. The world's a dangerous place.
I want to go back to what you said a few minutes ago as we tie things in. I am going to ask that question as to whether we're doing too much when we talk about the winter weather. We're just overcooking it, and I'm beginning to think we may be overcooking this invasion of Ukraine. But having said that, when you go through the other stories, for example, the economy is tied to the invasion. COVID, in my mind, is tied because I believe, and I've said this on the air any number of times, that the Chinese created the virus to destabilize the world, which they did over the 2 years that we've just lived through. And that destabilization has made us all a little is unprepared the right way to look at the forces of evil that are messing around with the former Soviet Union countries, mostly Ukraine at the moment. But if that works, you know, just keep going. There are 13 other countries that maybe Putin wants to put in his basket. So I think that the COVID thing has really rocked the reality of the world economically and otherwise. And, you know, we've fallen into the China relationships, number 9. We have given away our country, not only our country, but the rest of the world, because of the greed of, I guess, individuals who want to buy cheap stuff and companies wanting to make things cheaper so they can make more money. Capitalism is the best, like democracy, when it's not abused. And so the Chinese knew enough about how people think 40-some-odd years ago to create the scenario that they have created, which basically makes them the dominant player in the world as far as economic items are concerned. And that certainly is affecting his power, the ability that the Chinese have. And now, it's interesting to note, Michael, that is he Chairman Xi, or I don't know what he's, President Xi? He told Putin, apparently, this week, that China would support efforts to resolve the situation via dialogue. Now, is that just huffing and puffing from the Chinese state media? Or is he just behind the scenes saying, yeah, go get them. We'll back you. If they ruin your economy, we'll give you whatever you need. What do you think?
Who knows what they mean? I mean, it's propaganda. It's you know, political speak. And you know that everybody's looking out for themselves. I mean, the one saving grace about the alliance between Russia and China is they'll eventually turn on each other. So, you know, that's an uneasy.
That's interesting.
Well, think about it. I think, I mean, you know, if they can get along with each other, then maybe we can get along with them. No, it's not that simple. Geopolitics is a very, it's an ever-changing set of relationships. It's like in a family. Different factions join forces for different issues. And so the person that you're allied with on one issue is your enemy on another. Mm-hmm. And you can be sure there's all kinds of intrigue going on between Russia and China. So right. I think that we're dealing at a time where there's a rise in authoritarianism. And
what brings that about?
Oh, that's one of the really complex aspects of the pendulum swinging in terms of human relations. It brings it about is that sometimes when things become complicated and people feel insecure, they turn to strong men. They turn to dictators. They want consistency. They want law. They want order. and they want national pride. People get hung up on the pride in the motherland. That's one of Russia's problems right now, which was a problem in Germany after World War I. The German ego, the German pride was dented and demolished, and Hitler played into that. And you know, we're the fatherland, we're the master race, and Putin's doing that with the Russians. They feel threatened. All of these satellite countries that they had as part of the Soviet Union are now potential NATO allies, you know, potential enemies surrounding their borders, particularly Ukraine. And from their perspective, at least the fear that Putin is capitalizing on sets these kinds of things in motion. And that's what's happening. So I know your question is going to be, are we overplaying this? And I'm not going to answer it because I know we have a break coming. But it's an interesting question. Maybe we're underplaying it. It might even be more serious than you think.
Over, under, sideways, down. Remember that song? We can maybe use
Yardbirds.
That as a theme here. The Yardbirds did that song. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as we work our way through the stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, thinking about what your thoughts are. You can share them, if you like, on our social media at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram. It's a Facebook talk for, say it again, Doug. Get that out fast. Facebook.com, thank you, /the DJV Show. Okay, we continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. Let's move it. Move it. As we move,
yeah, move, let's
along.
Move this thing along.
Let's
right.
Move
it's
this thing
bogging
along.
Down. It's bogging yeah. down in all of this.
No, it's because we're all paying so much attention to the number one thing, and that brings me around to the question. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number one this week is the invasion of Ukraine. So are we, as we have suggested with the climate change, and you can come up with any number of the, almost everything is tilted toward extremism, I think. The talk about the truckers up in Montreal, COVID itself, the Supreme Court, everything gets weighted and everything gets distorted. And so I'm wondering out loud now whether you think, as an expert when it comes to listening to folks opine about issues, are we guilty of or are we in danger of putting too much focus on Ukraine and getting people worked up, the question about whether it's World War III. I think that's an absurd question, frankly. That's what I think. I think I don't even want to have that discussion on the air because I think that all it does is whip people up for reasons that are really, I mean, you're focusing on the insecurities of people, and the news media isn't the news media anymore. All it does is try to get you to pay attention to what it's doing like it was the mainstay of everything instead of the information they're supposed to be providing. Am I right or wrong? What do you think?
Well, no. These are problems that we have to deal with in terms of seeking truth and being productive in our communications and balancing the issue of trying to make money in journalism while still being journalists. Mm-hmm. That's the key problem. The key problem is to provide the news in a way that beats your competitor. You get more clicks, more eyeballs, more earballs, you know, more attention, and then you get more money. And in order to do that, you have to make it more sensational, more exciting. And this is a problem. The other point to counter that would be to have the government run the media and make sure everything is, you know, fair and balanced and right. And of course, that would be worse. worse than a free market. So we're stuck being human, and all of the weaknesses that we have in our systems, none of which are perfect, the problems come out. In terms of are we blowing up issues such as the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I think we have to a certain point to counterbalance the fact that the people that are listening to this conversation and the people that watch the news and read the newspapers and follow everything, believe it or not, are a minority. Most people don't care and don't know about any of this stuff. The amount that you live in a world of this kind of information.
Bubble. Yeah.
You know, if you went to, you know, a mall or someplace and interviewed 100 people, you'd be shocked at how many people don't know about Russia invading Ukraine, or what supply chain shortages means, or that there's a convoy, or that there's a January 6th committee, or that the Supreme Court has an opening in it, and the balance of the left and the right in terms of its processes for generations to come is hanging in the balance.
But that's overcooked too. Isn't it? I mean, maybe you.
I don't know. These are important things.
Yeah, they are.
You know, would you rather that nobody talked about it or cared about it?
No, I would rather that we
heard celebrity gossip.
I don't mean to. This is not about the fairness doctrine. I just like to have a little more balance. Maybe people don't want balance. Maybe they just want to hear what they want to hear. It's like I'm listening to country music instead of AC music. That could be part of it. We'll continue this discussion because it's a good one, as usual, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reports out of Ukraine are that Russian troops have reached the suburb of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Thursday, Russian leader Vladimir Putin threatened the world to not take action against his forces. Putin via translator.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden, when he was questioned at the White House about Putin's threat.
I have no idea what he's threatening. I know what he has done.
After President Biden announced new sanctions Thursday that will degrade Russia's economy, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, Director General Dmitry Rogozin, says sanctions have the potential to destroy their cooperation on the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The war in Ukraine, started by Russia, has been met with sanction from Western nations. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
With new financial measures, we're taking new powers to target Russian finance, in addition to the banks we've already sanctioned this week. Today, in concert with the United States, we are imposing a full asset freeze on VTB. More broadly, these powers will enable us totally to exclude Russian banks from the UK financial system, which is, of course, by far the largest in Europe, stopping them from accessing sterling and clearing payments through the UK. And with around half of Russia's trade currently in US dollars and sterling, I'm pleased to tell the House that the United States is taking similar measures. These powers will also enable us to ban Russian state and private companies from raising funds in the UK, banning dealing with their securities and making loans to them. We will limit the amount of money that Russian nationals will be able to deposit in their UK bank accounts, and sanctions will also be applied to Belarus for its role in the assault on Ukraine. Overall, we'll be imposing asset freezes on more than 100 new entities and individuals, on top of the hundreds that we've already announced.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Gemma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the mind and the mouth of Michael Harrison, who's here.
Mind and the mouth.
Remember the old expression as disc jockeys? I remember using this sort of phraseology. Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Did you ever hear that one?
I've heard that, but I didn't hear it in terms of disc jockeys. I just heard it in... Oh. Yeah. You know, disc jockey turns like the master blaster. I like
yes,
that one.
Right, yeah.
The master blaster.
Yep. You know. How about my nickname for Putin? I used to call him Pukin Putin. Now I call him, he's paranoid, I think, among other things. You come up with all kinds of alliterative things when it comes to, you can't do that with a Chinese, because nothing, really, with a Chinese name, you can't do that, but with a name like Putin, yeah, it's easy enough to do that. So we were talking before we paused here about the, I guess our question is, what's the job of talk radio here? What's the job of the news media? And, you know, I, you take a, when you look at these situations and you wonder what's appropriate, what's real anymore? I'm wondering myself sometimes, what's real?
Well, obviously, that's the ultimate philosophical question that goes beyond news. We don't even know what's real in terms of reality.
what's the real reality? Yeah.
We don't know what matter is made of. So, when it comes to the workings of the human nervous system, which is really what this is all about, how we think and how we communicate and our actions, of course it's going to be complicated and it's going to be shrouded by mystery. That's what makes it interesting. What I believe is that hopefully people who are in the business of communicating information, news and views, opinions and facts, and some kind of a blurry mix between the two, that they in their hearts seek truth as opposed to victory. When you seek victory at the expense of truth, when it becomes more about winning than learning and doing something productive, then you're on a bad course. So I think it's the job of talk radio to be provocative, to bring information and to bring views about that information, and to create a form of entertainment that is, productive, engaging, and informative.
One of the things that we fail to connect the dots, for example, America as the breadbasket of the world, even though we're kind of screwing ourselves up with some of the rules, regulations, and realities of who controls the food supply, but we still supply China with most of its wheat, its grain, the things they need to survive. Why we don't use that as leverage? Because you know and I know that the Russians don't have enough food either. They're always buying. The Chinese are supporting the Russians with food, with money, and we are supplying the Chinese with that food and that money. We are. America is. And why we don't see that, or why maybe it's because we're so ill-informed. We spend so much time talking about Trump and what a hero he is, or whatever, whoever you want to take, and put in that veil. Or the issues that we talk about, you look at all of the things that are on the list this week, and we've given short shrift to many of them, and they're important social items and important news things that affect people's lives. At this point, Ukraine will affect our lives by causing the price of gasoline and oil and that sort of thing to go back to where it was in 2014. And that was not pleasant. We made it through. And I guess maybe I'm wondering or thinking that I want the message to be, my message to be, that all these things that, happen and people have been warring with each other for years. Are we at the end of the line? Is the news media irresponsible? And maybe some talk show hosts as well, by suggesting this is the forerunner to World War III. There's no evidence of that here. There's evidence of China helping the Russians using, once again, our tools, our food, our money, because we keep supporting the Chinese way of existence. Their living is based on us supporting what they do.
A lot of it has to do with what your definition of World War III is. I mean, a lot of people feel we've been in World War III for years, and that World War III is a lot more than just, military conflict and, those old documentaries that we watched as kid, victory at sea.
Russian hacking, and the Russians are at stuff like that. Why have we not brought them up short?
We're talking about these things. I mean, one of the biggest problems facing every nation right now is its electric grid. You knock out the electric grid, all the computers come down and the lights go out, and you can't communicate with the troops in the field. You can't communicate with the airplanes flying in the sky. The World War III could be happening under our noses, and we don't realize it. One of the things that's so striking about this Russian invasion of Ukraine is that it's so 20th century in its makeup. Troops, tanks. As a matter of fact, some of the tanks that the Russians are using are old Soviet tanks. They're bringing them out of storage and aiming them, at the border. But the danger is the nuclear capability that both the U.S., Russia, China, possibly Iran, North Korea, Israel, France, England.
Is there anybody sane enough positions of leadership to know that it's the end if it gets started?
Well, we used to call it MAD, mutually assured destruction, and it kept everything going. But the fact is, so many people have access to these deadly weapons of mass destruction, remember that term, that an event such as happening in Ukraine and Russia right now, to counterpoint what you're saying, I'm presenting the other point of view, is extremely dangerous and could easily, because of some nutcase someplace, trigger World War III in the sense that you're discussing it. And as a dangerous military explosive event. And we're reminded of that. We've been complacent about the stockpile of nuclear armaments over the past couple of decades. We've lulled ourselves into thinking that this is not the kind of danger that we used to think it was back in the days of Khrushchev and the Cold War. So, no, I think that it deserves to be discussed, and I think it's extremely dangerous, and I think people should know that. I think it would be a mistake to whitewash it or suppress the danger.
Putting it in its proper perspective, or in terms of analysis paralysis, what are we analyzing? Yeah. We talk to the man. Look at Sean Penn over in Ukraine talking to the man on the street filming a documentary as we speak on the Russian invasion. What's going to be his... when that comes back, there'll be a lot of interest, as you can imagine, in it. So what'll be the twist? What'll be the turn here? You know, he's politically motivated, so is he going to blame it all on Biden? I mean, on Trump? Or what's real versus what's not real?
Well, he probably won't blame it on Biden, nor will he blame it on Trump. He'll probably blame it on Putin.
Let's hope.
What's very interesting, about this, and you're touching upon something, is that our old idea of the left and the right, of liberals and conservatives, as it applies to Cold War stuff, the, you know, battle against communism or the battle against Russia, China, it's not falling out on the same party lines as we would have thought.
Right, the parties now, are splintering.
Right now, on the right side of the American spectrum, especially the far right, there's a tremendous amount of support for Putin. Now, who would have ever believed that?
Trump. And he was clever. Isn't that what he said this week? Trump said that Putin was clever.
He said he's a genius.
A genius. Yeah, right. That's good.
He said what he's doing in Ukraine is genius. And the whole idea of libertarianism is not getting involved in foreign adventures, focusing on all of this stuff is that the deck is getting shuffled. You cannot assume. And the reason I'm saying this is you refer to Sean Penn, who's, you know, a well-known liberal. You cannot assume what being a liberal or being a conservative means anymore in terms of the old schism between the East and the West, Russia and the U.S. Let's take a break, Doug.
Why don't we do that, Michael? We can do that, and then we'll continue on. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Michael Harrison, among many other tasks that he performs during the week, provides us all with some very important information about people that are involved in the talk game by interviewing folks on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. This week, he's gone wild, folks. He's doing an interview with a guy named Kaminsky, and I thought it was a television show when I first looked at the
Kaminsky Method.
It's a good show.
Yeah, this guy spells it with an A as opposed to an O. This fellow's name is Ross Kaminsky. He's an expert on foreign policy and foreign affairs and the economy. Couldn't be more timely. He hosts a show at KOA, a big flamethrower out in Denver. And we talk about everything going on, in the world right now. Very timely. MHinterview.com.
You know, when you think about some of the stations and people that have been produced by some of the stations, as soon as you mention KOA, I think of the guy who got killed, as it was a talk show, Alan Berg. Remember him?
Oh, gosh, yes.
He got killed. He walked out of the studio, and a bunch of skinheads didn't like what he was saying on the air, so they killed him.
Yeah, he was a liberal who was killed by right-wing skinheads.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so then you think about some of the other things that are said. You know, there's a certain amount of, we talk about how easy sometimes these jobs are, but there are, depending on how staunchly you stick to your guns, pardon the pun, on the air, you know, you're going to get...
Well, the truth of the matter is, in this day and age, it's dangerous to be famous, it's dangerous to be a celebrity, and it's very dangerous to openly express your political opinion about anything. There's danger attached to it.
Words of wisdom spoken by the one and only Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Doesn't sound like the Isley Brothers to me. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments on the DJV program. Yes, that is not... There were two good versions of that. I think the Beatles did one version, Chuck, if I'm not mistaken, and the Isley Brothers did the other version. And there have been a lot of attempts at it. And that that was an attempt from a funny movie by a funny guy. So give us the backgrounder, will you please?
I'll tell you a quick story. We bring that song up because that was Rodney Dangerfield from the 1986 comedy Back to School, which I think is a perfect film. A beautiful marriage of comic and vehicle, and I love that film. And it co-starred Sally Kellerman, who passed away yesterday at the age of 84. She played Dangerfield's professor. Love interest in that film. They had really good chemistry, and she also played Hot Lips Houlihan, nominated for Best Supporting Actress in the original movie MASH back in the, 1970. So
another victim of dementia. A really kind of
bummer.
Sad.
I'll tell you another quick story. That song, Twist and Shout, same year, 1986, Matthew Broderick sang it on the parade float in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So Rodney Dangerfield and Matthew Broderick sang that song, both in movies in 1986.
But they aren't the Beatles, and they're not the Isley Brothers.
They sang it in their own voice.
Yeah, right. It was fun. Yeah. Fun stuff. Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So now we have the weekend to look forward to, get our minds off of this stuff going on in Ukraine. So what's opening? What are we going to have?
Here's some good news. Cinemark posted their first profit in their quarterly report since the pandemic. 5 cents a share. I don't know the calculations, but I know they did like $667 million in revenue.
This is one of the, four or five biggest theater chains?
One of the four big... chains in the country. That, you know, obviously Spider-Man No Way Home was a massive help, but that is a good sign. Now, this week in the box office, nothing really of consequence opens that's going to change the barometer. This is a semi-wide release of the movie Cyrano with Peter Dinklage. It's more of a art house type of movie.
What do you think of that? You've seen the previews. I've seen the previews, and I can't make up my mind whether I want to go see it or I don't want to go see it.
I think you're the type of moviegoer when you watch a preview, you either know or not. Is this something I want to see or not? I think obviously it's for more sophisticated moviegoers. Uncharted, which was last week's number one movie, will be number one again. Yeah. Probably followed.
And you know what? What's worth mentioning is this guy Holland, who I really didn't know much before, is Peter Parker in Spider-Man. So he's in two big movies. Which one was shot first, Spider-Man or
Spider-Man?
That was shot first. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So then he went into this other. And this is supposed to be a franchise, too. Uncharted is supposed to be.
They want to make it a franchise, yep. And they'll definitely do a sequel of its very good opening weekend. One other release, Paramount Pictures is re-releasing its 1972 Oscar-winning film, The Godfather, in a 4K restoration on AMC movie screens for its 50th anniversary that was released in 1972, the number one movie back in 1972. Now, the number two movie in 72, which they need to re-release this year, Doug, do you know what that was?
72?
Yes.
Huh. When was
it was the Poseidon
Connection.
Adventure, which they need to re-release in theaters for its 50th anniversary. That's my play.
How many times have you watched that movie?
Oh, over 300.
300 times he's watched that movie.
And I never get tired. I love every single frame of it.
There are some movies that you can do that with. People ask me, and you've asked me before, what movies I like to see over again. I always get something good out of the Hunt for Red October, True Grit, you know, stuff like that. But there's
well, you know,
more...
for me, when Shawshank Redemption comes on TV, hooks me. Like I said to you the other night, I was changing the channels on Paramount Network. Saving Private Ryan was on, hooked me. Godfather 1 and 2, those are the movies that you just, they hook you. There's just something about those. Goodfellas is another one, though.
So. Yeah. All right, so and whether we're making movies like that anymore remain to be seen. I think you could say that about some television shows.
No, you know, I don't even think we're making movies like Back to, I don't even think we're making movies like Back to School anymore. You know, comedic vehicles for
a danger for a movie,
like movies like that. Or, you know, now it really is a bunch of just massive popcorn movies, mostly a lot of superhero movies that hit big. But even a movie like Uncharted, it's just a big, you know, popcorn video game movie. Nobody got to be a thespian to appear in some of these movies.
You're suggesting that Wahlberg is not a thespian. He knows how to make his career work for him.
He does. He certainly does. He certainly does.
Chuck Curry is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Movie Moments portion of the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.